there was a surge of whale articulations historically that occurred at the end of the 18th and throughout the 19th century. I sort of refer to these loosely, correctly, as Victorian articulations. The characteristic of them was the descriptive display of the animal, linear, flat, dead-looking, lifeless. More about this is the whale, and you see this across all of the great museums across the world. There are many anatomical inaccuracies as it relates to the large baleen whales that are built in, inherent to that age of the whale articulation. What I like to consider myself part of is a sort of a modern age of articulation, where just about the timing where museums are being remade in fresh light through philanthropic dollars, there's also an emphasis for interaction in the museum context for interpretation. Now, it's hard for an individual to interact with a whale skeleton, a large whale skeleton in a museum, and suffice it that I think it's understood that a large whale skeleton is a logistical accomplishment that is expensive and requires a lot of planning and will be a lot of resources for the museum. So if you think about bang for buck in museum science, it is a peculiar investment to consider, something like a large whale skeleton, which is going to dominate a gallery space and not do anything. So how do you make it interact? And for me, that is in form and posture. And so if you can invoke movement and behavior and life in sculpture, then you help with that. And that has been a theme of my whole career, I hope.